What's going on, guys? Matt Velasco here, the high school ministry director over at the Chanhassen campus. Hey, I am super stoked to be doing this little in-home podcast action with y'all tonight. I'm currently sitting at my desk. It's been a good day. I'm really bummed out that we didn't have service tonight. But hey, you know what? God's still on the move, and I believe that he's still going to speak to us in this here little podcast. Earlier today, we did a quick little Q&A session where some of you submitted questions, and the most asked ones had to do with essentially, how do you pursue Christ daily, as well as how do you kind of gain a passion to want to read his word? And, you know, honestly, I think that the two are kind of linked together hand in hand, because you pursue Christ daily in many different ways, but one of the primary ways that you do it is by actually reading his word. Something that I say often to our high school students is that God speaks to us in a lot of different ways, but there are three ways where he speaks to us the loudest, it seems. The first one is prayer, the second one is worship, and the third one is his word. So if you ask yourself, how do I pursue Christ daily? I would say, make sure you're doing those three things. Make sure you're praying, make sure you're worshiping, and make sure you're reading his word. Now, the one that people get really hung up on so often is worship. What does it mean to worship God? What does it mean to pursue Christ daily by worshiping? And what I would like to say is that it is more than just singing. In fact, it's a lot more than singing. You worship Christ with the words that you use. You worship Christ with the way you treat your friends and your neighbors. You worship Christ in so many different ways. And my favorite way is simply by loving people. The word says that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, but it doesn't stop there. It says, but also love your neighbor as yourself, for these are the greatest commandments. And that's powerful because it tells us that we can worship God by the way that we love people. And so friends, high school students, middle school students, Westwood students, people that say this is home, know that you can choose to pursue Christ daily by worshiping him through not just music, but also loving people. And again, those three things are prayer, worship, and scripture. Now, the one that a lot of people get hung up on is how do you read your Bible? How do you start? And here at in Westwood Students, we do something called the SOAP method of reading scripture. It stands for scripture, observation, application, prayer. And the reason why we talk about it so often is because we really do believe that it will change the way that you read your Bible, because it actually gives you a system to do it correctly. It actually helps you know what to look for, what to do with what you read, and then even after the fact, how do you add it into your life? Scripture, the S stands for simply, what are you reading? So let's say we start with John chapter 1. The S in today's SOAP would be to read John chapter 1. The O, the observation, would be, as you are reading it, think of one or two things that just kind of stick out to you. For instance, sometimes some names or some letters, or I shouldn't say names, all names are capitalized, but some words are capitalized. Normally, if a word is capitalized, such as son, such as Lord, such as breath, such as counselor or wisdom, it's capitalized because it is a name of God. And so as you're reading scripture, think about what can you observe. Maybe I observe that the Apostle Paul or Jesus is loving someone that everyone else is ignoring. Or maybe I observe that Jesus chose to heal the type of person that society was scared of. Or maybe you observe that it's interesting that Jesus uses water as an analogy. It could be anything in all of the verses and books of the Bible. It could be anything that you observe. Write that down, right? That's the O. The A is application. So for instance, let's say that we're reading the story in John 4 of the Samaritan woman at the well, and we observe that the Samaritan woman left her water jar at the feet of Jesus and then ran back to town and told everyone about the man who told her everything she had ever done. Well, if that's my observation, how do I apply that? Well, maybe in listening or in reading that, you think, man, maybe I have a water jar that I need to drop at the feet of Jesus. Maybe there's something stopping me from going back to where God's called me to tell people about him. So you take what you observed and you actually apply it to your life. And the P just stands for prayer. What you do is with the scripture that you just read, you pray through it. So let's say, again, take the John 4 example. What my prayer could then be is, Lord, I just pray that you would give me the strength to drop whatever my jar is at your feet. Or, Lord, give me the eyes to even realize what it is that I need to leave at your feet that I'm holding on to find life. That's soap. And the reason why I talk about that is because we truly believe that soap is one of the best methods of reading scripture. Now, if you don't use soap, that's great. But what soap will do is it will make it easier for you to actually read scripture. And the easier it gets, the more you realize that it isn't necessarily a complicated thing to do, the easier it will be to gain a passion for it. Now, here's what I've learned in talking to high school students and students. I hope that you all hear this, is that you have been told for the past 6 to 12 years of your life that the correct way of reading a book is to start at the first page and end at the last. And I will say that for the majority of books, with the exception of the dictionary, a thesaurus, and the Bible, that is true. But the Bible, you don't necessarily even want to start at the beginning and go to the end. You can. There's nothing wrong with it. But you're going to get hit with some stuff that doesn't make any sense. Because Genesis is the first book of the Bible, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Those first five books of the Bible are some of the five hardest books of the Bible to read. So if you take what you've been taught for the past 6 to 12 years of your life and you apply it to the Bible, then you are not going to want to read it because it's going to make no sense to you. I'm 24 years old. I lead the high school ministry at the Chan Essen campus. I studied the Bible in college, and I still do it for fun. And I still don't even like reading Leviticus, or it still doesn't even make sense to me. And so I put myself in the shoes of a high schooler, and I think, man, how in the world are they ever going to have a passion? And so the first step to how do you become more passionate in reading your Bible is to stop reading it like any other book. The second one is to realize that it's God's words to you. See, I think a lot of people are reading the Bible, but they don't understand the significance of what they're actually reading. See, friends, the Bible is actually the words of God. We call it the Word of God because that's what we believe it actually is, the actual, literal, physical Word of God. It will change your life because it is God speaking to you. In the Old Testament, there are these people called prophets that existed. The job of the prophet was to literally listen to God and then repeat what God said to them to the people. And that might sound crazy now, but back then it was their only route to Jesus. It was their only route to God. If they wanted to hear from God, they had to wait for the prophet to speak. And now, friends, we are so lucky because we don't have to wait for someone to speak to hear God. Rather, we can go directly to his word and actually hear directly from him. And so the second way of the two ways that I think you can gain a passion for the Word of God is to simply begin to really comprehend the fact that it is God speaking to you through his words, that the Bible is acting as the prophet speaking on behalf of God to you, but rather it is God himself speaking. And so I think if first you stop reading the Bible like any old book, and second you realize that it's the living God who created everything, who loves you, speaking to you, then it will change things. Those were really the two most asked questions, and my goal is to keep this about 10 minutes, and I did. We're at 9 minutes, 23 seconds. So, hey, know that I love you guys. I am so glad that you call Westwood home. I'm so glad that I get to be your pastor or one of your pastors. And I can't wait to see you next week. HSM and MSM at every campus. Be there. Also, see you at Easter. Also, see you at the Westwood Students Party. You don't want to miss out on it. Guys, I love you. I hope you, or if you're listening to this on your ride to car tomorrow, or on your ride to school tomorrow, have a good one. Be nice to your teachers. They want you to be smarter. And so do I. Okay, at this point, I'm just rambling. All right, peace.